Next case.
Case number 12976, Harold and Deborah Bennett seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located west of Draper Drive within the Seabreeze Development Subdivision. The 91 address is 103 Draper Drive in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 239. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling, a 7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed covered porch, and an 8.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed steps on the covered porch and for the proposed dwelling. We have zero letters of opposition, and zero merit return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you both in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Deborah Bennett, 103 Draper Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
Thank you.
Matt Purnell, 37492 Lewis, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Before we start, can you repeat the variances request that you mentioned?
I mentioned 3-foot from the 30-foot for the proposed dwelling, a 7-foot variance for the proposed covered porch, and an 8.4-foot for the steps coming out of the covered porch, and also an 8.4 for the proposed dwelling. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm with Oak Construction Company. We are hired by the Bennetts to design and build a new home for them. They have owned this property since 1993. The house was probably built in the 60s. It's in the Seabreeze community, which predated the county's jurisdiction. They have an HOA front setback of 20 foot, which the existing house and most of the existing houses in that area conform to. So we're looking to utilize the existing front setback for the HOA. And the main reason is because the HOA also enforces a 30-foot rear setback, which really squeezes our line between your 30 and their 30. the county would allow lots under 10,000 to have 5-foot side and rear setbacks. And so with the HOA holding tight on the 30 rear, we're looking for some room to move on the front. The new house will be constructed actually 18 inches back further than the existing house, which would be 21.6 feet.
Questions?
So this is an improvement on where it currently
stands. So we're removing the existing house and putting in a new house.
As far as where it sits from, as far as the variance that would be needed if the house sat where it is now as opposed to where it's proposed, you're further back from the
road. We're going to be 18 inches further back, yes.
Spoke of the HOA, have they approved this?
Yes, we have an approval letter. I don't know if you have a copy in your file. Also want to point out that this same variance has been requested and approved 5 times as recently as 2020. I have copies of those if you don't have them in your file.
For this lot?
For this community.
I know we've had some in that community there.
Just want to clarify a little bit what the HOA approved. They approved having you build this sunroom off the back in its current location. Is that the idea?
They did. Well, so they're allowing us to take it down and put it back in the same footprint, primarily because we have done a ground study and we require pilings for the supports, which we don't currently have.
Okay, so they're giving you a little bit of relief on the rear, but not very much, just enough for this sunroom in its current.
That's true, yeah.
And you've got some steps down, it looks like, from the sunroom?
Yes.
That's correct.
Does the lot slope down on the rear? Is that what's going on?
It does. If you look at the survey with the topo on it, it starts out around 8.76 by the street and falls to 5 foot by the bulkhead.
Okay. So that the slope on the rear is limiting you as well as there at the HOA.
For the amount of steps and stuff that we need.
The If you were to build in compliance, it looks like it's a very narrow depth.
That's correct.
With this 30-foot on the front and 30-foot on the rear. I'm assuming that's, you couldn't really reasonably build a house in that size of a buildable area.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, I would agree with that. The, is there anything on this property that is remaining?
No, not really, other than, you know, we're going to have to build back in the same footprint of sunroom, but what's coming down to rebuild.
Okay, so the dock maybe, is the dock remaining?
They're actually redoing the bulkhead, so I'm not sure if the dock's part of that work or not.
We've got DENREC approval. We needed a new bulkhead. That's
okay.
Kind of what prompted this whole thing. So we do have DENREC approval. They have approved the new bulkhead and the same width of the 4-foot deck, which is all that they allow. So that is already.
So the you say the bulkhead kind of started this whole thing?
Well, it's failing. So it's it only has a few years left. And we probably only have a few years left as well. But,
okay.
Let's think positive.
That's what I keep saying. But yes, so the bulkhead is going to be replaced, and the dock behind it will be.
I'm assuming with that bulkhead, you probably have dead men or something that come into your property too. So that's also limiting the ability to build in the rear.
Yeah, and part of that with timing is they really don't want to do the bulkhead work till the existing house is demolished to give them the room to put the dead men in the work they have to perform. Yeah. So.
Okay, so you can tear down the house, rebuild the bulkhead, then put your new house in. It kind of has to be in order.
Correct.
Makes sense. Let's see, what else did I have?
I hope you all have another place to live while all this is getting done.
Yes.
So there is a deck off the, I'm sorry, there's a two-story deck off the rear that the HOA did not approve to have rebuilt.
Yeah, and that was part of a, you know, negotiation to take that down if they would allow for the sunroom to stay.
Okay. So that's going to go away. You're going to need to get a new bulkhead, presumably a new dock. You can rebuild a sunroom in that existing location. Is this a central sewer and water?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else on the property, like a propane tank or anything else that?
There will be.
There will be, but that'll be new.
There's currently one there that'll get removed, and then we'll replace it wherever it fits.
Okay. All right, that's all my questions.
What is the distance between the property line and the edge of pavement? It looks pretty significant.
Well, they
have
a 20-foot setback. You're talking about from the setback to the road?
Yeah.
So there's an additional 18-foot in front of the property line to the road. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm estimating that if you look at the 20-foot setback line, and it's close to the distance from the line out to the road. Drawn on the survey.
Mr. Sharp, looking at this new dwelling, your prior dwelling was a one-story dwelling. Looking at the steps, I presume this is going to be a taller dwelling. Is that correct?
So the house is going to be a two-story house. The proposed house would be two-story. The steps you're looking at, I think, are you looking at the steps on the rear?
Mm-hmm.
That's coming off of a deck off of the top of the sunroom.
Okay. So that's going to the second floor there. You said the house will be on pilings?
So there's going to be pilings for the structure to be supported by, but they're going to be ground pilings. So
okay, so caps. Normal first level house.
Yeah. We're basically going to, there's going to be no crawl space because we're in a floodplain. It's going to be pretty much a grade level at the front, probably a couple steps down, but it's going to be a slab construction on pilings.
All right. And it looks to me like it's in a, you mentioned it's farther away from the road than the current house.
That's correct.
Have there been any complaints that you're aware of, Ms. Bennett, from neighbors or anyone else about the location of the house prior to this application?
No. As a matter of fact, on both sides, they are as far as we are currently, so we will even be less than 5 foot or 18 inches.
So we have others in the neighborhood similarly situated?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Just a clarification. I just want to make sure that we're clear. What we're asking for is to follow the HOA 20-foot front setback. which would be a 10-foot reduction of the county 30-foot.
So
I know there's a lot of numbers spit out. I just want to make sure that's the line.
So here's what we do. The site plan that we have, or the proposed survey plan from, looks like it was revised on June the 19th, but the first date is November 7th.
Mm-hmm.
What we do at the county is we take what is proposed and we pin it.
Okay, so it's not a line.
So kind of going from the south side to the north side, you'll see that the dwelling projects out a little bit from the front yard setback, because you see the dotted line there has a Sussex County BRL. So that's where we're kind of saying, okay, you need a 3-foot variance there. You get a little further out, that porch juts out, so you need a variance from that. Steps jut out, you need a variance for that. And then the other part of the house that juts out, you need a variance for that. So that's how we determine.
So we're not getting a clean 20-foot line. We got to follow the footprint of that proposed dwelling. Okay,
correct.
Understood.
Yep.
That concludes your presentation, sir. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
All right. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12976 for Mr. Harold and Deborah Bennett. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12976 for Harold and Deborah Bennett for the request of variances. I believe they've met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I believe the property has unique conditions due to the slope in the back and their need for a new bulkhead. I believe that again, going back to the bulkhead, I believe that practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. I don't believe the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. And also, I believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. They vote of 4-0, your case is approved this evening. Seeing that we have 4 minutes to kill, anybody like to talk about anything else?
One thing, for the next meeting, I know Mr. Corman's not going to be here. I'm not sure if anybody else is not going to be here, let staff know. We want to just make sure we have a quorum. My understanding is that we will have a quorum, but I know we will at least have one member out, possibly two. So if there's anything that